I threw the letter on the table. Henry read the letter and understood what had happened. I told him that I would go instantly to Geneva. He helped me prepare for the departure, saying a few words of sympathy to me. My journey was very sad. It was already dark when I arrived in the area surrounding Geneva. I decided to visit the spot where my poor William had been murdered. A storm appeared to approach rapidly. I walked hastily to the spot and then I found a figure behind a tree near me. I stopped and gazed at it. A flash of lightning made it easy to identify it. Yes, it was the demon to whom I had given life. What was he doing there? Could he have murdered my brother? No sooner did the idea cross my mind, I became convinced that it was the truth. The figure passed me and disappeared in the darkness. I remained motionless. Day dawned. I left for the town and hurried to my father's house. My first thought was to tell everyone that I knew who the murderer was. However, in that case, I would have to tell them that I had made the demon and given him life. I could not do that. It was about 5 in the morning when I entered my father's house. 6 years had passed since I had left it.